First, Clint Frazier has gone on social media with a small little dig towards the New York Yankees. First off, these uniforms are so sick. I'm so excited to join the Cubs. One of the biggest reasons I chose to come here was the fan base, lies, and how electric you guys can be towards your players. I'll be just as electric for you guys, too. And then here's the little dig. Here's to leaving my razor at home.
Ah.
Grow all the facial hair you want, kid.
He also took a shot at Susan Waldman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I did not see that one.
Well, I'll give you the tweet, and I think you'll know the background. If you don't know the background, I'll
because fill you in. The only thing I've here is I'll be continuing to wear number 77 as well.
Yeah.
I requested number 7, but unfortunately it was taking, marking that as the first time I ever asked for that.
All right, so you don't know the background. I'll help you out on this. So Susan Waldman, I think, claimed that Clint Frazier asked for number 7. Now, we all know that's retired from Mickey Mantle. I think it was a throwaway comment, and Clint Frazier denied that and said, I never asked for number 7.
I never asked for Mickey Mantle's number.
And I think Susan made that. Now, I'm not sure if Susan ever backed off that or how that ended, but that was a little controversy for a while that Susan was claiming Clint Frazier requested the number 7.
So good for
Clint,
him, by the way,
puts a little dig in there at that controversy from a few years ago.
All right, so he claims it was the first time he ever asked for number 7.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
By the way, like, were Yankee fans offended by that? I wasn't here at the time. Were you like, oh my God, I can't believe Clint Frazier asked for Mickey Mantle's number?
You know what ended up happening, Craig? The story became Susan and Clint, not Clint asking for 7. You know what I mean? Like, I think the story instantly became the controversy of,
like, by the
who's
way,
telling the
it's
truth.
It's also become one of those things that a lot of fans just still believe is accurate. Because I get a bunch of calls. And then plus he's asking for number 7. Can you believe that? Yeah. Like, it's like, one of those urban legends that have now become a fact.
We do have to recognize that if you were born in the 1990s.
Right.
And you're oblivious to history, that you might ask for a number, not out of disrespect, just because you like the number and don't
so
know any better.
Even if he did.
Right? Is that possible?
So even if he did, you wouldn't take great offense to it?
No.
You'd say, look, he's a kid he didn't know.
Like, and here's why. Mm-hmm. This is the problem with society today.
What?
Everyone's so offended by so many things that really aren't offensive. Okay, let's say Clint Frazier did ask for the number 7, right? Oh, my God. How could he ever do such a thing? Like, the Mantle family's not pissed off about it. It's like you're all just so
sensitive. I think you
sensitive.
Just want, it's not about being sensitive. I think it's just
yeah, it
want
is.
Someone to understand the history of the franchise, especially a history-making thing that's as important
all
as
right.
Mickey.
Now, oh, my God.
I do want to clarify. Susan Waldman later apologized to Clint Frazier and said that, she heard it, and it turned out to be a fake story.
So she acknowledged she made it up.
No, she acknowledges that
she heard it from
somewhere.
Where'd she hear it from?
All I know is that Clint
Frazier heard it from her own
brain.
What are you people doing? Wait a minute. Nobody's talking about me. Let me invent the story that never happened.
And by the way, in her story,
yeah.
Just to kind of push back on what you said.
Sure.
Susan, part of the story said, Clint asked, hey, do you consider unretiring numbers? Because I'd like to wear number 7. So he was aware in the story,
in
which
the story
again
that,
turned out not to be
so
true.
So in the story that she invented,
right.
He acknowledged, I know this is Mickey Mantle's retired number.
Right.
Is anyone allowed to wear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That never happened.
And by the way, you were around, so I'm surprised you missed this or forgot
when
about
when did this happen?
April of 17.
April of 17?
You were still here.
I was still here. Killing it, by
did
the
you
way.
Miss it?
I don't know.
Did you not find it interesting enough to talk about on the
maybe morning? It was boring to me. Of all the dramatic things, he had a chance to attack me, and he didn't. Here I am making up stories about Clint Frazier and Mickey Mantle.
Here's the thing.
You know, I had a threesome once with Clint Frazier and the corpse of Mickey Mantle.
Oh, calm down now.
He could still get down to first base pretty quick.
Oh, jeez.
What are you people thinking? Garrett Cole's a rock star. He sang me the national anthem. Leave alone.
SNY's going to dump that.
Stop thinking. SNY better not dump that. Stop dumping our show.
I guarantee it.
I have been hearing about that lately. They've been dumping content. You people stop with that. By the way, wait to hear this story that's brewing right now. It's crazy town.
What you
but
got?
First, Ernie's in Islip. Ernie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Craig. How you doing? How you doing, Evan?
What's
hey,
up?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I'm here with my daughter, Isabel.
Ooh. Hi, Isabel. How old is Isabel?
Seven.
Wow. Are you in first grade?
No, second grade.
You're in second grade. That means you're really smart. You're way ahead of the game. And what's your favorite topic in school?
Math.
All right, I'm going to teach you something about math right now, okay?
Okay.
Remember this, 1, 3, 5, 7. Can you remember that?
1, 3, 5, 7.
Okay, now, why are those numbers special? Do you know? I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because they're the only single-digit prime numbers in the world. Okay?
Okay.
So what are those numbers again?
1, 3, 5, 7.
You got it. That's how smart you are. 1, 3, 5, 7. Never forget that, okay?
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite team? The Jets.
Oh, poor
girl. All right, the Jets.
Good
the
job,
Jets.
Ernie. Good job, Ernie.
All right, well, listen.
By the time she's 30, we'll all celebrate a Super Bowl.
I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and your dad's going to give us your address, okay? And then when I get around to it soon, I'm going to find a couple boxes of New York Jets Band-Aids, and I'm going to send them to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas and a great New Year, all right?
Merry Christmas, guys.
Be good, Ernie. Take care, Elizabeth. Hold on 1 second. Tommy, do your thing. There you go. She learned something today. Okay?
By the way,
yeah.
You need to address something.
What?
I feel bad doing this. What the hell happened to you?
What do you mean?
At about 2:18 on this radio station, I sit next to you. I hear you. You destroyed Kurt Warner's movie.
No, I didn't. I destroyed the trailer.
Oh, come on. And then he's sitting here and you're
destroyed
like,
the trailer.
Oh, it'll be a great movie to see. No, what happened to you?
I destroyed the trailer.
Oh, can you replay that audio, Big Mac?
I destroyed the trailer.
Okay, play the audio.
Stop playing
I can go
things.
Back, but I have to admit, I think he's right.
No.
He you destroyed.
I said the trailer looked terrible.
You started with the trailer and then you killed the movie.
No, I said the trailer.
I don't know.
And I sat next to him and said, I didn't like your trailer.
I don't know, man. Go back and listen to the audio.
Don't waste your time.
Waste your time. Yeah. You were destroying it.
I said the trailer.
No, okay.
I did.
I'm going to go listen on my own so you don't have to look it
you
up.
You listen on the way
I'll
home
listen.
And call me later.
And I'll take it, L, if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But if I'm right, you got explaining to do.
Okay, fair enough. You check it out for me.
If I'm right.
Have your burner account, Jessica Felden, check it out for me.
My burner account?
Yeah,
I don't have a burner account. If I turn out to be right and you killed the movie, here's what you're going to do.
I didn't see the movie.
I know that.
The only thing I've seen is the trailer, and I didn't like it. And I told him I didn't like it.
I'm going to go back and listen to the audio, assuming the Rewind app works.
Yeah, good luck with
that. If I'm right and you're wrong, you're going to call up Kurt Warner and say, I apologize, I forgot to tell you this. I think your movie's going to suck. You have to do that. Is that a deal?
Yeah, sure.
And if I'm wrong, I'll take it out. I'll say, hey, I'm sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm acknowledging
bro.
I ripped the trailer.
No, but you went a little past.
But how could I have ripped the movie? I didn't see it.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It probably isn't all that great.
Maybe you said that.
But I'm going to watch it with my family because there's nothing else for our family to do together but go bowling.
Okay.
And I'm so much better than my kids at bowling. It's not fun anymore.
Good. Instead of listening to the gambling show at 6:30, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to our open, and I will give you a firm report on what I hear. But I remember you. The trailer sucked. The movie's going to be terrible.
I said it's the trailer was bad.
Okay.
And I called him on it.
All right.
Yeah, like I didn't sit next to him and go, I saw the trailer.
Nice.
It looks fantastic.
I don't think you went far enough, but okay.
Hey, Sonny, you're on the radio. Is it bothersome to you that I'm so much better than bowling than you and your brothers and sister?
Okay. Wait a minute.
Because it's boring for me now to beat you every time I play, so I just want to know if it's getting old for you, too.
Speaking of getting old, the last time we played, it seems like you actually came second.
No, I didn't.
Not true.
No, not true.
Oh.
Not true. Not true at all, sir. Not true.
So you were not second to my grandfather, your father-in-law.
No, who won the second game? I did. Thank you. Now, I'm talking about you and your brothers and sister. Is it getting old for you? Because if it's not, when you come home in a week and a half, you know, I'll be your Huckleberry. We can play again. Just let me know.
Can I tell a little story of the last time I went bowling?
We're breaking up a little bit now, but we will have you back on later in the show to break down Knicks, Spurs, and Nets, Mavericks if you'd like.
Okay.
You can tell the powder story. Go ahead.
Let's just say we were one frame in, and he didn't like the slipperiness of the lane.
The lack of slipperiness.
Oh, the lack of, well, yeah, the lack thereof.
Right.
So he went to CVS and purchased a baby powder bottle and properly, overheated the lane.
That's right. And everyone else complained about it, and my game took off. Because you need to have a slide into the lane, and most lanes, you know, the shoes they give you, you can't slide. So I typically buy a thing of baby powder. I spray baby powder all over the lane so I can slide into it. Well, this became a topic of argument, unfortunately, Evan. But I did win at the end of the day.
You did win.
Comes down to winners and losers.
That's by the way, speaking of losers, the number one.
I'll call you back, Sonny, all right?
All right.
I love you.
The number one is not a prime number, so you lied to the poor girl.
Oh, please.
The number two is a prime number, not number one.
Number two is not a prime number.
It's a prime number.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
No, it is.
357, all right?
2357.
Okay.
2357.
Christian's in Tom's
I'm
River.
Sorry.
Christian, what's going on?
Hey, Craig. How are we doing? How are we doing today?
How you doing, buddy?
Listen, I'm rolling around here. I'm a high school math teacher here at Tom's River
See?
High School.
He's going to confirm
and,
this.
Right. Listen, one is an odd number as well as 3, 5, and 7.
Yes.
But 2, 3, 5, and 7, those are prime numbers because they only have themselves,
and
the
one.
Number itself, and
right.
the number one
right.
to get to the product.
All right, I left two out. That's on me.
You said one instead of two.
I left two out. Okay, kill me.
More importantly, not to kill you because you've been great. I just want to remind you who I was, that I am the founder of the Tom's River Field of Dreams. And
oh,
just wanted
yeah.
to thank you for having all the support and, you know, reaching out to me that if I ever needed any help in regards to fundraising or doing anything like that, that you would always be there and have my back.
So real quick, did you get to the goal number and are we good to go?
So grand opening, April 30th.
Awesome.
We got $400,000 from Governor Murphy from New Jersey.
Yep.
And we're about $150,000 short just because of, we added a few things, and you know how everything is now. Everything is like four times the price
yeah,
of what it was.
Especially so wood.
We're on the hunt for like another 100, 150. And then after that, we've raised, you know, close to $3 million, you know, in a little bit less than 5 years. So it's
so, Evan, they're building. Well, you better you tell the story than I tell. But Christian reached out to me almost a year ago now on behalf of his child. They're building this amazing playground. That's, well, you tell them because it's your thing. Go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Craig. Yeah, real quick. I got in a car accident 9 years ago with my son, Gavin, and he went from something to nothing. And along the way, I saw other people in the community who were in, you know, in his position. So my wife and I, Mary, we built a special needs complex, playground, bocce ball court, basketball court, walking path, drive station, miniature golf course, baseball field, you know, a quiet corner, you know, everything that you would need if you had a special need and a special ability. You now have a place to go to, and you won't have to worry about being stared at or paying for anything. And your caretakers now have a place that they can see their loved ones now enjoy something that they never thought they could do, or do things that they did prior to their stroke.
That's awesome.
Or chemo, cancer, or whatever the case may be. And it's
awesome.
You know, if you visit our website, tomsriverfieldofdreams.com, you can make a donation there, and you can see what we're doing. And really the big part of the story is if you're a dad or a mom or whatever and you have this situation in your life, reach out to me, and I'll teach you how to build it in your backyard, in your community, in your town, because there needs to be more than just one of these.
Right, and for a lot of people who can't take their child from home to a facility like this, so having it in your backyard is also special.
That's great, man.
So the grand opening is in end of April?
April 30th, yeah.
What day of the week is that? Is that a Saturday or Sunday?
That's a Saturday, yeah. Saturday,
well, listen,
Saturday.
Count me in. I'm there. All right? Yeah. Count me in for sure to be there. And I the cause is just, and I think it's great that you and your wife and obviously a lot of other people have gotten together to help this Field of Dreams. I've seen all the videos. It's very moving. And, you know, I'm blessed as Evan is. you know, I have able-bodied kids. Evan has two young kids who are, you know, are able-bodied kids, albeit, you know, he's a one-year-old. So I'm very respectful of the plight of parents like yourself who are faced with this circumstance that they never in a million years expected and deal with it and overcome it and make the world as good a possible place as they can for their child and in the process wind up helping hundreds if not thousands of other kids. So God bless you for doing it. I'm in on April 30th, and please stay in touch, and best to your family.
Thanks, Greg, and most importantly, 2, 3, 5, and 7 are prime numbers.
Yeah, all right, so I forgot about two.
I mean, you've got a 7-year-old to apologize to. This poor girl Isabel is going to go to school.
Yeah,
and
tell
she's going to say
the two. Add the two.
Hey, Mr. or Mrs. Whoever the teacher is, I want to tell everybody what I learned yesterday from Uncle Craig.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I want to list the prime numbers.
That
and she's going to so proudly say 1, 3, 5, 7.
Oops.
And that teacher's going to have to look at this young girl and say, I'm so sorry. Uncle Craig was wrong.
You know what? I'm specifically not looking at Twitter right now.
So I hope Ernie, the father, is listening. Ernie, just correct her. Just say, look, Uncle Craig makes mistakes once in a while. It's okay.
Yeah.
It happens.
Ernie, sorry, buddy.
You say things with such confidence, too.
I forgot about two.
You forgot about two. One, which is not a prime number.
I forgot about the number two.
So it wasn't even forgetting. You put a different number instead of the prime number.
Hey, and no jokes. Go check out Tom's River Field of Dreams, what Christian and his family have done. It's beyond. It's amazing. I grew up as a parent, you know, having two kids with Tourette's. And obviously, as many of you know, I had a foundation which no longer exists because of me. But one of the greatest things we ever did was run a summer camp called Camp Carton. And it was a week-long overnight camp for kids with Tourette's to give them the experience of camp, which, you know, a lot of kids don't get. And it quote-unquote, it's like normalizing, allowing them to experience, you know, camp activities with other kids. And, you know, by no means would I compare my kids' plight or kids with Tourette's to those who have physical, you know, disabilities at all, because it is a much different thing. But I get it, and I respect it a great deal. Those kids, when they're out there at that Field of Dreams, and can do something as simple as you and I would take for granted as going down a slide.
Right.
And when those kids get to experience that, it is awesome. So I think it's great that he's doing that. And if you can help the cause and help him raise the final funds they need to make this entire site special, that'd be great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.